Unsilented.
Bang. I'm about to unsilent us now.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is real, everybody. I am Sir Aaron Carter, and you are listening to Sacramento's number one video game podcast, The Video Game Bang. Powered by NRG, brought to you by Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Come for the coffee, stay for the comics. And also, that's right, people. Show the chat, the live chat right there. GG Gamer Subs, everybody. It's in ya. Yeah.
It's in ya.
Yeah, basically.
Is it really in ya?
I mean, depending on where you're at in the world.
Are we saying it's Enya? Like the artist? Or Inya?
Well,
like
she drinks it too.
She does drink it too.
GG Gamer Subs helps
what
you.
What part of Inya, though? Like.
I mean, you have to think.
Are we talking like business in the front, party in the back kind
why are we,
of scenario?
Why are you taking it so
it's,
far?
It's
why
literally up it? To you. It's literally up to you, people. Yeah. GG Gamer Subs gives you that extra bump whenever you need to play an all-nighter. You know? Whatever game you like playing. Yeah?
Or if
you want to get that pre-workout going.
Did you think about that?
Did you think about that? Yeah.
So when you're in a slump,
pre-workout,
turn it up. With gamers, though.
Exactly.
Yeah, your new New Year's resolution? Hashtag New Year, New You?
I haven't seen the gyms lately. I'm wondering if they're just packed full of people right now that
it's
are...
jam-packed full of people.
That's
if you want to take... Going to the gym, gymming, as some people
call
it.
Is that what you call it? Gymming?
Some people call it that. If you want to take gymming seriously this year, wait until February 1st because all of the people...
Oh, wait
until
Black History
Month. ...have fallen off.
Okay.
The wagon.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Plus, it's a good way to celebrate... Black History Month.
By exercising?
I don't know. Just trying to...
Yeah, that's... That's Ron. You heard his voice. He's semi-racist. The real David Webb is here with us, everybody.
What's going on, everybody? Yep. I don't think semi-racist. I think it's...
It's full-on racist.
It's accidental racist.
Almost spit up a drink
right there. I don't think you're allowed to say anything at this point.
Yeah, usually... So here's the thing. Let me teach you a little something. Whenever you feel like you're entering the zone of racism, just hands up. And walk backwards.
All right, that's good.
That's the best thing to do. Just say, oop, I'm going backwards. Like if you walk into, here's an example. You walk into a room full of people, black people, and they're all eating chicken. And you'd be like, I knew you guys be eating some chicken.
Okay,
and then they stop.
Hang on.
No, I'm saying you know these people and you knew chicken was coming there and you went for chicken. So you had nothing. You didn't think about racist thought at all.
Okay.
You didn't think about being racist at all. The situation just happened to fall that way.
Okay.
I knew everybody would have the chicken in here.
The racism cards just started to spin.
Exactly. Then you just, oh, and then you walk backwards.
More likely the situation would be I same scenario. I know there's going to be chicken there. I'm going to get chicken, and I'll ask somebody how the chicken is.
No.
That would be the more accidental racist.
What you would do is when you know that there's chicken, you'd be the one bringing either watermelon or purple Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
That's too far.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Number one, I'm not going
to
go.
You're trying to be racist.
Yeah, you're trying to be racist. Number two, I'm not going to make no Kool-Aid. Number three, I'm not a pick of watermelons.
That's what?
But
all right.
Kool-Aid's good.
Steven Gutierrez is here, everybody.
I don't know if I want to be associated with this
racism.
I mean,
we're on a thin line.
Before we went live, I mean, Aaron did talk about me, like, he assumed I was eating tacos and burritos.
Did not assume, just witnessed. Because
my skin is brown.
My skin is brown, too. Just... a little darker brown. You heard her voice, everybody. Ivy Doom Kitty is with us today. After fresh off the eating the burritos from where?
I got El Pollo Loco's on the way.
Pollo Loco?
Wait, do you go to the Chondos?
She doesn't have a Chondos down there.
I know. I was trying to rub it in.
I know.
If you get anything from El Pollo Loco.
I have a Doom Kitty in the house!
You gotta get the damn Ultimate Double Chicken Tostada salad.
I don't eat anything from that
the
place.
The best thing.
Don't eat anything from that place.
First off, we don't do purple Kool-Aid. You're supposed to be bringing the red Kool-Aid.
It's literally just
tropical. I'm not going to make Kool-Aid.
First of all, you mix flavors. Make Kool-Aid.
It's just tropical, people. It's just tropical.
You got to mix flavors.
Like, there's nothing special about it. If you're watching us, if you're watching us and you hear us, and you're like, well, where's one more person in here? He's in Hotlanta right now. Corey Vincent is not with us right now. He is down in Hotlanta covering what?
Himself.
Okay. Covering himself with blankets and, I don't know.
Peaches?
Peaches? Yeah. Peaches. That's that
peaches
what,
and cream?
That's what Atlanta is known for, right?
Yeah. Peach Street City.
Yeah, so
Georgia,
there you go.
Georgia peaches.
Georgia peaches.
Be safe out there. Watch out for the broads. And tell people at High Res I said what's up. And when are we going to get a new guy?
We're going to get Arena
in, I want free skins.
So,
that's all
so
I want.
What's up, peaches? It's commenting in chat. That's not Corey.
No, that is Corey.
Because I haven't wrote anything.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
is Corey.
That is Corey. That is Corey. Yeah, that is Corey.
Oh, well, Corey's a little bitch because he's not here.
Well, there you go. I mean,
it's just in, guys.
Yeah, just Corey's, this just in, everybody.
Corey's a bitch.
I mean, we don't stuff. We don't write the news. We only report it.
Just report it.
Yeah, that's how that goes. I have an announcement to make. It's a small one.
Do we have a?
You're pregnant.
Do we have a retraction?
No, yet. Yeah, we got a little retraction.
A little retraction.
It's a little retraction today. Oh, yeah, sorry. No, yesterday we said a woman had 11 kids. Actually, she had twins. Yeah, just two kids.
Just one and one.
How'd you get that confused?
Yeah, it was a little miscommunication that came through the wire. Yeah, we missed count it.
It was the
Jerry.
Job.
Yeah, the guy.
Jerry.
Yeah.
Jerry. How'd you get that confused?
It's like we put two slash marks, so we thought two kids, but it was actually we read it as 11. So yeah, no, I played.
So you're saying you don't know your Roman numerals.
Basically, I played on Monday a little game called Ghouls and Ghosts.
Classic.
Corey and his uncle cousin, Jake, challenged me a while back to this game, right?
Yeah.
And they were like, you can't get past this water level. You can't make it. So I went there, and of course, I thoroughly beat their record of wherever, how far they got. And I decided to go back to this game, and it is one of the most frustrating games in the world.
I watched you play it for maybe 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this is dumb.
It's I don't know. It's like you're not even having fun at some point.
It'd be more fun to play that one game that Corey was playing where you have to, climb up.
Well, no, that game's even stupider.
Oh, the cauldron?
Yeah, I just happened to open up the Twitch app, and then one of the featured players was playing that game. And I came in just in time. He got way higher than where Corey was when we were about to do the show, right? And he did the same thing. He, missed, and he went all the way down to the bottom. And he didn't get mad. He didn't scream. He just sat there.
Yeah, because that's pretty much all you can do whenever you get that. It's terrible. Like, I don't understand why people would play that game.
Oh, getting over it. That's what it's called.
Yeah, getting over it. I saw that Donkey, video game Donkey, he did one.
Yeah.
He did.
Oh, Donkey's the best.
That's going to be hilarious.
Yeah, he did one, and it was, again, it was frustrating. You could feel the frustration through the video. So I'm like, yeah, I'm not gonna do that. I wouldn't pay money for that. It's ridiculous. But yeah, Ghouls and Ghosts, old school game. I don't know. I like playing the retro stuff though. So I think the next one I'm gonna try is out. Try out Mega Man. Thank you for coming to that stream and watching me. Do some sadomasochism on myself. Apparently, with that freaking game.
That's horrible.
Special thanks to Amy.
Whatever floats your boat.
From Capeless Crusaders, who came through and ruined my game by suggesting things that were terrible.
It's like, hey, jump on those spikes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Awesome.
She was like, hey, could you get that weapon? It's good. And I was like, yeah, no, it's not. Hey.
Hey. All right. Thanks for the host. My favorite part is I came in and you're like, you did something, and you're like, all right, let's go. Who's the best? I got... And then you died.
Yeah.
I was like...
It was almost the entire night. Almost the entire freaking night.
Sit down. Be humble.
Video games aren't like that anymore. Video games are not like that anymore. This is a weekday show, people, so we do the weekday things. Do we have any other segments out there? We have any brain bangs or something like that?
Brain bang.
No, we're not doing all that.
Oh,
it's 2018, man.
Yeah.
You got to do something new.
Something new.
You know what? We did do one, or he did one on the NRG
Website?
Website.
Oh, wow. Really?
Nope. Twitter.
Okay. Same That's difference. The one. It's all the same. It's all the same. What was the category?
Entertain the people. I pulled it up.
Okay. So, Wow. Hey, guys. I got keys. Look at the keys.
So I got your noses.
I got the keys.
Let me see what's going down in chat, because we never really get to talk to the chat whenever we're doing the weekday show, because we're kind of focused on the news, bringing the news. And we'll get to that in a minute.
Here we go.
Okay.
All right.
Never mind.
All
right.
Screw you, chat.
Throw the news out there.
Screw you, chat.
Okay. Yeah.
Throw it away.
Which one of the following games do you think will be the most popular new esport in 2018?
I can already tell you right now without you even giving the categories.
What?
Tetris.
Okay. Dragon Ball Z Fighter or Dragon Ball Fighter Z?
Yes.
PUBG?
No.
Fortnite?
No.
And Gwent?
Hell no. Hell no.
Okay, so what do you guys think?
That's
without looking at you, because you can see the results. Looking at the results.
I didn't.
Okay.
So it was trash, trash, and more trash.
It's a what tough one, but so, I mean, why would they put first of all the PUBG and Fortnite? You got those two. Those are the same realm. Same realm.
Same realm, but different players.
Different players. I understand.
Different people play it.
They are definitely different games in the fact that Fortnite, you got the building aspect, which actually is a very strategic part of the game.
Especially towards the end.
Yeah, towards the end. It's really important. Ivy, have you played Fortnite?
I have not.
And the problem is... Because it's free.
What is it?
What do you mean, what is it?
Oh, my God.
I don't know anything about Fortnite.
All right, well,
educate me.
We'll educate you.
You know what PUBG is, right?
I don't know what that is either.
Okay, all righty then. So
I know. I've been in Overwatch hell getting my skins, and now I got my skins, and the event is over.
Okay, yeah, these games were out with
so
for the event.
I'm totally open to trying new things,
well,
as they say.
Well, but we'll definitely have to PUBG you.
I've been all about Overwatch.
Okay.
But I got all my skins. I got every single freaking skin. So
congratulations. I'm all good. Congratulations.
Everything.
I'm going to say out of those ones, if those are my only choices.
Dragon Ball, FighterZ.
It's not going to be Dragon Ball.
PUBG, Fortnite, or Gwent. Okay. Or what do you think? If it's not on the list, what do you think it is?
Well, like I said, Tetris.
Okay, God.
Cuphead?
You think that's going to be an esport?
No.
Good Lord, woman.
If I had to pick one, it would probably be because that Dragon Ball Z Fighter, right?
That's a
fighting game.
Right.
So that's probably the closest thing. It's got some competition already. Like,
here's the thing, though.
You can compete with that.
There's already an FGC. There's already
established. That's the most logical.
But then also, here's the other thing about that. Here's the other flaw in the Dragon Ball Z. It's a niche thing. Like, there's only Dragon Ball Z fans are really going to be attracted to it. Unless that game is astronomically good. So if that game doesn't come out and solidify itself as a solid game first and then a Dragon Ball Z skin wrapped around it, then it won't be an esports.
That's a possibility.
It looks good, though. It does look good. But
because that's the one that's got the classic like sprite kind of look, right?
The 2D side-scrolling. Yeah. I'd say not too many people are going to put that in the esports category outside the fighting community and the Dragon Ball Z fans.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to reach the, you know, the masses type of thing.
People voted coming in dead last with Gwent. 5% of the votes.
Gwent. Yikes. Thank you. Cause nobody's looking for Gwent. Let's be
games
honest.
Gaming probably is.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't see that being an esport. I think Hearthstone dominates too much.
Yeah, like they've already got their card. You got your card running.
And then you even have Magic Online, too. I don't know if that's in esports yet, but still, same principle.
And then there's like Smite Tactics, I think, right?
Here's the thing, too.
Smite Tactics, yeah.
Somebody touched on it in the chat room, saying the pricing for DBZ is, you know, I'm going to guess not that great.
Isn't it a $60 game?
That's just a regular price game, though. Like, but not to throw that out the window... The other ones are definitely cheaper. I don't know how much Gwent is, actually. What is Gwent?
I don't know how much...
Gwent should be free. They should be giving that away. They should be spamming your email trying to give that away.
But they're spamming my damn feeds on my social media.
Exactly. So
it's that crappy.
I have not played but...
Do you know what Gwent is, Ivy?
Like the
Yes. I've been in Overwatch.
Okay, that's not an excuse. Gwent's been out for like over a year. Gwent is, okay, you know the game The Witcher, right?
Yeah.
So Gwent is a card game that was in The Witcher. You could play, when you played The Witcher, you could play this card game in the game. And then they decided that, oh, this would be, so many people are playing this game on its own, let's make this its own game. So now Gwent is its own game that you could play. And it looks like you can play for free. I imagine it's probably like Hearthstone where you could play for free, but you have to buy packs.
So yeah, but I still don't think people are looking for it.
I don't
like
think that's going to be an easy one. Coming in third, 25%, Dragon Ball FighterZ.
See, like I said, a niche. It's a niche group. Like, yeah. I don't. I'm not saying it to be mean towards that group or anything like that, but there are the fans of Dragon Ball Z who are going to already just be like, I want that game because it looks amazing, which they're right. And then there's fighter fans that are like, I like that, you know, that style of fighting type of game. I want that.
The only reason why I think, I mean, I'm a little surprised that it came in, you know, in fourth place was because the FGC is so big and it's so established. Mm-hmm. That it feels like if this game is big, if it comes out and it's a good game, it's a solid game, that I'd be hard pressed. Like I wouldn't be surprised if it just got sucked into the FGC community and then it just like took off. I don't think it's gonna beat Street Fighter or
it's not gonna hit that.
But I could see it being as big as Marvel vs. Capcom in the FGC.
It's gonna be like what's that. BlazBlue or BlazBlue.
Yeah.
It's gonna be like that. Yeah. That fits that type of category.
It's like a small niche.
Yeah, you know of it, you've heard of it, and people play it. PUBG and like Fortnite and stuff. How would you even do? You'd have to have 100 people on a stage during a.
Well, no, because it would be
just kill them off one at a time.
Number one, it'd be a private match with a set amount of people. You wouldn't have because there's competitions. PUBG and Fortnite competitions at like events at conventions
online too?
At the conventions, yeah. I don't think it is. I think it's
big giant LAN party.
It's not 100 people though. That's what I'm saying. It's they have a small
group. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like
it's a small group, but
I want to see the world.
I could see the competition if they do make it an esport. It would be like LAN. Like it would all be online. People would come in from
an announcer needs to come in and be like, ladies and gentlemen, we have 100 competitors.
Exactly.
And then just like starts like pumping up the crowd.
Fireworks blasting off everywhere.
So
he's shooting guns in the air.
It's like we got Grizzly Adams. And then he comes out with a chainsaw and a flannel.
My God.
I think it was like summer of last year. Corey in chat could probably correct me. We did a NRG family game night or whatever. And there was a bunch of us that jumped in, some players, the owners jumped in, the president, and we all played PUBG. And Corey ran the spectating. It really can be an eSport. I could see that happening because the cool thing as controlling the spectating is you can see the map. You could zoom out, you see the map, and you see where some of the action is. So you could say, okay, well, let's cut over to here where we see two groups about to meet each other. And then it's kind of like the Hunger Games. It really is.
Yeah. I mean, I could see it. I could see it definitely being something that is marketable because it's really simple. Like I said, like I always say about Street Fighter being an esports, it's easy. One person beats the other. You can show that to anybody. All you have to do to to promote this to somebody else that knows nothing about the video game is like, hey, 100 man enter, one man leaves.
Yeah.
That's it.
Coming in tied for first, PUBG and Fortnite.
That makes 35%. What? Two games are that similar tied in a vote for something?
Okay, but here's the thing. Is it's two different audiences.
But it's still the same thing.
I mean, there's crossover. It is the same thing.
That's like saying Coke and Pepsi.
No?
Yeah.
No, there's a clear winner. There's a clear winner there.
Yeah, it's Pepsi.
Is there really?
What's the clear winner? Get the fuck out. What's the clear winner? Hold on. Coke. Stop. It's Pepsi. Look at that. Coke. Do you see how that is?
It's Pepsi.
Exactly. So my point literally just proven.
Here's the thing, though. There's one person that's right and one person that's wrong.
I'm right, you're wrong. Exactly.
And so clearly Steven doesn't know what he's talking about. He's never had Coke before.
He said, I'm coked up all the time.
I'm coked up right now.
In the chat room, I want to hear your thoughts. Pepsi or Coke? But
What's Up Pizza is talking about Paladins doing a Battle Royale mode soon.
I saw that.
That's a rumor going on there.
Yeah, I saw that.
I would not be surprised if they did.
Connect the Dots says a Coke makes you a man.
There you go.
There you go.
It so also lands you in jail.
We have literally
Pepsi
just...
Pepsi is for kids.
We have split the chat room, clearly.
Yeah, they're split.
Yeah, and that's yeah. that's how
Deadpool
it is,
Dash wants vanilla Coke.
No.
So you don't even like one of the Coke products that's like the stronger of the basic?
Just plain old-fashioned Coke.
So you remember, I would love to see...
No fancy Coke. I want no new strain or anything of Coke. I want just Coke.
New strain of Coke? You act like they grow it in a lab or something like that.
Duck says he uses the Coke to get the rust off of his car battery.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, no, that's...
Yeah, that's actually a real thing, I think.
Yeah, that's a real thing.
And Nismonix is Dr. Pepper.
I've heard... Oh, Nismonix can just shut the hell up.
Dr. Pepper's crazy delicious.
It's good, but that's not part of the... So part of this thing.
Webb likes his Coke pure. So pure Colombian.
You can
maybe.
Really get the rust off of a car battery yes. with Coke?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever poured it on like your dirty pots and pans? You'll eat the grease and like the rust off.
You can also use it to get like I heard police use it to get blood off of like the street.
What?
Seriously?
A police officer with a 2-liter bottle shaking it up.
What? I mean, it's not gonna be like a. it's gonna be a rookie. It's not gonna be like a. It's not gonna be like a seasoned
hey, Rook,
veteran.
Get my Coke from my lunch bag. I need to clean
this
blood
up. It's the community officers.
Here's the thing, though, to wrap it back around to the esports, the PUBG and the Fortnite. Like I said, they're pretty much just two sides of the same coin, and it's simple to market and to show people whenever you're doing like an esports.
Between the two, what do you see as being a more successful esport?
I see for the masses, I see PUBG for the hardcore, and then for the masses and entertaining, Fortnite because of the look.
That's what it's going to be, sense. Though. It's
just
gonna,
because the cartoony look.
Yeah, they're going to go after inviting. The masses.
So then they're going Fortnite.
So it's Fortnite.
They're going Fortnite.
And to me, Fortnite, like as a viewer, Fortnite would be more exciting to watch than
it's
PUBG.
It's more entertaining to the
it's
eyes.
It's more entertaining
yes.
to the eyes. Because
you get those visceral, like if somebody gets sniped and you hear that boom, just blam, and then like the
guns
thing,
fall.
Yeah, like that is just, it's awesome. You don't get that in PUBG.
You have the building.
And then the fort building is just amazing at the end. When it's
exactly.
Like, you got like three people left in a match and everybody's building a tower.
They're building a fort and they're trying to like survive. Like that whole thing is going to make it so much more interesting to watch. I think.
Here's another thing I want to see them do because I like the way that they're going out. They're like, we were going to try a 50 on 50 type of thing, right?
Yeah.
That was popular too.
I want to see. You remember the that Arnold Schwarzenegger movie? What was it called? The
True Lies.
No, The Running Man or the
Running Man.
Jingle All the Way.
What was it called? It wasn't called Running Man. No, somebody in chat knows. It's the one where he had to go into that arena.
The game, right?
It
was Running Man.
And they were like chasing him and
yeah, he had to fight the buzzsaw guy.
Exactly. I want to see Fortnite do something like that. If they go to arena, they'll have these just top players and you get a chance to move on. They drop you in and it's all of them versus you. And you have an objective is to kill all of them or maybe you'll have another objective because killing all of them is a little difficult because they can just group up and then smash the crap out of you.
Blood Ocean asked if it was Batman and Robin.
Yeah, it's called Running Man. They said that in the chat room. Duck the Dark. I want to see. I think Fortnite lends itself to being able to try different modes and stuff like that. Yeah. I know PUBG is they're doing a new map and everything like that. I'm not saying PUBG is worse. Just saying
I think if you're looking at it purely at from the standpoint of what game is going to be the most interesting for the common denominator, what's going to be the most interesting to watch and be able to market to the masses, it's going to be Fortnite.
It's Fortnite. Like, hands down, people.
It's the same reason why Overwatch is doing so well. It's bright. Yeah. It's fun. You can watch it. You can basically know what's going on fairly easily. It's exciting to watch. Like, Fortnite has all those same elements. So
that's, I mean, to bring it back to the Paladins might be doing Battle Royale. Maybe that's what they're thinking. Like, hey, we're colorful, like Overwatch, and we have characters that are
I can see them
bright,
doing
like
your
Overwatch.
Idea more with their characters.
That would be amazing.
It's like, all right, guys, now you're a regular soldier, whatever, and I fight this guy. With
yeah, you got to fight this. Yeah, I think that would be just dope. Like, I think that would be.
I think that'd be fun. Dope. I'd play that.
Sub-Zero, Dynamo, Fireball, Captain Freedom, and Buzzsaw were the characters in Running Man.
Buzzsaw.
Yeah, thank you, 316, for that.
Sub-Zero was the hockey guy.
Was he? The I can't remember. I just remember the black guy like coming out of retirement to go fight. You know, I'm like, this is stupid. I don't know. We'll see where it goes. Hopefully, Fortnite. Because I'd watch Fortnite. I'd watch it.
Yeah.
I'd definitely
I don't know if I'd watch PUBG.
I don't think I would watch it. No.
PUBG is slower.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in like Fortnite, I mean, like we said, it has a building element. So there's a whole other aspect. If you're not, if you get to a good point where you want to just kind of post up, then you start building a fort. Whereas in PUBG, you find the bush and you crouch. And then now you're watching a player sit there and crouch for, you know,
yeah, X amount of time. I'd rather hide in a bush. That's just me.
You'd rather hide in a bush than build a fort?
Yeah.
You're saying you want to be a bushman?
Who says I'm not?
I have seen, I was watching a Twitch.
Nothing wrong with a little bush.
Yeah.
Wow. I was watching Twitch, and you could get a bush suit in Fortnite, so you just look like a bush.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then you just
I'm not liking the use of this word anymore.
What are you talking about?
Well, what am I going to call it, Ivy?
Happy trees.
Shrubs.
Shrubs. You can get a shrub. A shrub. Is that better? You can get shrubs.
She didn't answer.
She didn't answer. You can get a shrub suit, so you just look like a shrub, chilling there, and then you just pick people off. And from what I've seen, they can't tell the difference between one shrub from another.
Isn't that called a ghillie suit?
I feel like that's dirt. No, it's way more than just a ghillie suit.
Yeah, it's a little more than a ghillie suit.
Yeah, it's a literal
It's shrub. A literal shrub.
Shrubbery.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Alrighty.
We'll see how it goes, everybody. We'll see how it goes.
You might need a weed whacker, but okay.
We got a little bit of news, Webb?
Bonsai trees.
Weed whackers.
Got a little bit of news, Webb?
Do we?
Oh, you didn't do anything?
Yeah, no.
I got a couple of news, everybody.
I know. Chaos.
So, if you had the chance to talk to Ajit Pai about net neutrality.
Oh, God, no.
what would you ask him?
Explain to me like I'm five how this is better.
Okay. Ivy, would you have any questions for him? Ajit Pai?
I can't say anything on this podcast because it would get me into a lot of trouble.
Oh, okay. With Ajit?
So yeah, I'm going to keep my mouth shut because I have a lot of expletives.
Okay. I mean, that's fair. That's fair.
He's a shite human.
Well, if you were planning to see him at CES.
It slipped out.
If you were planning to see him at CES this year, think again, everybody. He has canceled.
I'd ask him how is that Reese's.
That Reese's Cup?
Sponsorship going.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. He canceled it.
Yes, he canceled his appearance at CES this year, everybody.
I'm surprised that he was planning on going in the first place.
That's literally my first question was,
because
you knew what you were lobbying for and what you were going to do, and you decided, hey, let me go to the tech convention this year.
What a dumbass. That's
like, that's the stupidest thing.
That's like if Bush was like, you know what?
Khajiit.
I'm going to hang out with Osama bin Laden for a minute.
Yeah, let me go.
Let me fly. Let me go fly to Afghanistan, Iran, Iraq, wherever he was. Let me go chill. No, but Bush isn't even president. But you know what I mean? Like back then.
Shrub isn't president?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, Shrub, yeah.
Yeah, Shrub. President Shrub.
There's no reason given either. Like, they literally just bounced out. They can't be reached for comment, you know, his party and everything like that.
Probably hasn't even walked outside because his neighbor is probably like, you son of a bitch. You know what I mean?
He said, thanks, Ajit. Now my damn internet's going up.
Said I was going to order sugar from Amazon using the internet, but...
can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Nope, that's abandoned. Gone.
Gets a brick thrown through his window.
Yeah.
It just says internet. sorry guys that are out there that were looking so much forward to talking to Ajit at CES and getting all your answers for all the questions that you had about net neutrality being taken away. You're not going to get them.
I don't think anymore. I have security. Like,
he's got something.
Because somebody's going to just beat the shit out of him.
Like, yeah, I mean, we do not advocate harm to anybody on the Video Game Bang. Not saying that.
Nope, we don't advocate it. I'll absolutely look the other way, but yeah, we don't advocate it.
I'm just, you know.
I saw nothing.
You saw nothing? Yeah.
I saw nothing.
She's like, I don't have to say
I was there. Yeah. I didn't see anything.
And I'm not going to beat you up.
I saw some cool phones.
I saw nothing.
But I don't have to save you.
Saw a new TV.
Yeah.
Said I recorded it on my phone, but I can't upload it to show anyone.
Because
the internet speed. So
said I would call the police right now, but all I've got is internet calling. And since they're throttling me right now, it's very slow.
It's like $75 just to...
Sorry, Ajit. So there you
go. I wanted to use a Wi-Fi calling option on my phone because, you know, I'm out of minutes. Yeah. So, I can't use that. Sorry.
Here's one that I think you'd be interested in, Ivy. Amazon just patented and described mirrors for trying out virtual clothes on yourself.
Ooh.
Look at you. Already. I can.
You should say that to the very end because the mirrors? Rest of the show, she's going to be sitting
that
there.
That sounds cool, but that's also a little scary.
So what it is, it's basically the patent. It just looks like it's a mirror, like a tech mirror where you would stand in front of it. And it's, of course, hooked up online if you could ever get a fast enough connection, Ajit. And you'll be able to try on virtual clothes on yourself and see what they look like on you in real time.
Oh, it's like an actual mirror.
Yeah, it's an actual mirror.
I'm thinking it's like on it uses your webcam.
No, full body mirror.
Really?
Full body mirror.
So it strips my body of clothing and puts on new clothing.
If you liked it to strip your body.
I would imagine it being like those Instagram filters.
Yes.
Like the dog face or whatever. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
It maps you.
Instead of it
stripping. So if I'm trying on a tank top, though, I'm going to have somebody else's collarbones on me.
No. Because when you have the little filters on your face and stuff, you don't have it. You know how on Snapchat, that's perfect. Snapchat does the little grid thing around your face at first where it like maps out your face and then puts the filters over it. So it would just grid your body, basically, and then you'd be able to swipe or whatever and put the clothes on you.
Okay, so if I wanted to put on a tank top and I'm wearing a sweater at the moment.
You would just look like a tank top wearing with a sweater
you'd
under it.
You'd probably put the tank top over your sweater that you're wearing.
Because it would probably just, unless you want to just, I guess, stand in front of the mirror buck naked, then it's gonna, you know. Yeah, but I mean, it's just in privacy of your own home. You can definitely do that.
Ivy, I dare you to stand in front of a mirror that's connected to the internet.
Yeah. So that was my thought, too. Because I'm like, if this thing is connected to the internet and it's a mirror,
nope.
That means it's got to have some type of camera
Someone's
technology.
Someone's watching on the other
side. Exactly.
Always watching.
What's a pizza says it's going to be a Black Mirror episode.
Oh, yeah. It's hands down. It's already. They're writing it right now.
Punch the Bird says Alexa will be commenting on the clothes.
Said, this looks good on you. Should I buy?
I'm not sure.
Oh, thank you. Sorry. Oh, my gosh. She's listening always. She's listening always. Let's keep your voices down.
Talk about her quietly.
Yes.
No, Ivy, don't wear that tank top.
Yeah, that's not good for you.
Wear this purple one. Dress.
Yeah, exactly. Sponsored by Twitter.
Yeah, every fifth piece of clothing that you try on is an ad.
Oh, my gosh. It is a scary, scary
The thing
future.
Is, someone's got to be watching the other end of it. I've always wondered that, like, with the, the Kinects. Someone's watching the other end, right?
Yeah. Somebody's watching. There's this one guy just watching everything right now.
So if I'm like walking around my house, like in the nude.
You're just going to grab his attention that way.
Exactly.
And
why would you?
Because, hey, I live on my own. So what if I want to walk around my house naked? Like, that's totally okay.
I mean, yeah, but yeah.
But if I have but my Kinect is always on also. I have Netflix on or whatever, but the little light for the Kinect is always on.
Yeah, because it's always watching.
Just be like Mark Zuckerberg and put a little piece of tape or whatever.
Okay, but when you have
your lens,
so basically,
so
what
it could
you
be
have,
watching me that time.
When you have this mirror,
it's always watching. Isn't that what you just said?
Yeah, when you have this mirror, then you're gonna have to put like a full drape over it.
Yeah.
So
or plug it, turn it around, face the wall.
Turn the whole mirror. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I guess
I'm imagining it's like one of those like swinging.
I don't know. I mean, Amazon. I think it's brilliant though. I do really think it's brilliant. A lot of people definitely get some type of use out of it.
We've seen that though with them introducing the Kinect thing. So like, I thought that technology was already coming.
It's taking Amazon. Amazon last year they shipped over 5 billion items.
Oh,
you know how crazy that is.
When they started doing groceries. Of course.
Well, yeah. Now that after they acquired Whole Foods,
ridiculous.
Yeah. So give me a bundle of grapes, please.
It's like
and then they count every single.
It's like racing to rule the world. Google or Amazon, or Disney, because you know they're still in there.
They're just gonna buy them.
Groceries by Disney.
Whoever buys one of the three companies
out of the three themselves, then yeah, they'll have the lead on the world basically. So I don't know. Like I said, the future is.
So they gotta burn it down.
No,
build it back up.
Burning the whole world down.
Yeah, you do.
You evolve with it.
Some people just want to watch the world burn. No,
you tell that to the dinosaurs, sir.
They didn't have Google.
They got technology, and then
they didn't. That's why they're gone.
Nature was like, "Well, fuck you."
They didn't have
universe nature, whatever that is.
They said we trump your Wi-Fi with a meteor.
Oh God, Duck! Don't say that. Whole Foods will soon be selling Fruit Loops. No.
Why not?
Yeah.
What's wrong with Fruit Loops?
Well, that is not a Whole Food.
It's a circle.
I'm sorry. Apparently, you've never struggled and had to eat Fruit Loops.
I know.
Fruit rings.
First of all, if you're struggling, you're not going to Whole Foods.
Yeah, no, that is big that's time. You're not. Yeah. The struggle doesn't live in
Whole
Foods.
I've never even walked into Whole Foods once.
Yeah, the struggle doesn't live in Whole Foods.
We used to live right by Whole Foods. We never. I think we shopped there once, but their food, like if you go to their deli, it's actually decently priced, and like they got pizza, like it's like pizza night Wednesdays or whatever, and you get like a slice for like $1 or something like that, or $2.50 or something like that. It's super cheap, but it's really good.
Yeah. Not as cheap as Costco pizza.
I was gonna say,
yeah, Costco's. It's probably better than Costco pizza. Though.
I haven't been to Costco's in a
Costco's
while.
Costco's the best. You know why?
Why?
Because they serve you with the Pepsi.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Good Lord.
We're talking about burning things down.
Good Lord. People, get over it.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys.
Oh,
hey,
you,
guys.
You got something?
This is the first episode of 2018.
Yeah, about that.
What?
Did we not tell her about the other episode?
I don't think we told her about the other episode.
What? What'd you assholes do?
No, we didn't do another episode. This is the first episode of 2018, everybody.
I'm about to cut a bitch right now.
Jeez.
Yeah, again, we're going to have like a full 24-hour...
She wasn't
like,
where's
me.
Corey at? I got my shank ready.
I ain't no bitch.
That's interesting. I didn't even recognize it. I didn't realize that. I really just was like, okay, another episode tonight.
Yeah.
First episode of 2018.
Welcome to 2018, everybody.
Yeah. And we're already starting off with a bang, everybody.
We did not start this episode right.
We need to start over. Well, end it. Start over.
Alexa, turn the room rainbow colored.
I don't think she can do that. She definitely can't do that. Well, you know what Alexa can do? Alexa, turn the studio purple. That's not going to do it.
Okay.
Yeah, she does it, of course.
Keep the lights on.
Yes, keep the lights on. That's a new thing we do now. Yeah. What? We have to keep the lights on, so we keep the hands up.
This is hands up, don't shoot.
Yeah, well, we're taking it back.
Yeah, but this is not.
No,
what
this
do you
is,
mean?
It's good.
Does she turn the lights off herself?
She does. Alexa does what she wants. Let's just.
She's
face it.
Skynet.
Yeah, she is Skynet, and Skynet is her.
Put your hands up, and they stay there.
So before I came over here today, I was watching some movie trailers as I do, and I saw one that actually went from the internet and it's made its way to the movie theaters. Soon, sometime this year, called Slender Man.
Yes.
Yes.
Slenders.
I want to say, and I could be wrong, somebody could correct me in chat room, but I want to say it's the first internet-based horror story to make its way to a major motion picture.
They've had Slender Man movies, though.
Major motion picture.
Yeah, but I actually know nothing of Slender Man.
Well, it's about this anorexic guy who goes around the woods touching kids.
Really?
That sums it up.
Yeah, that literally
pretty
is
accurate.
Yeah, that's it. So,
he's a very tall, skinny pedophile.
Yes. That's literally, yes.
You can't tell how old you are. He has no eyes.
You even shortened it up more than I did. So, yes, that's correct.
Oh, What's a Pizza says Unfriended?
What's Unfriended? Is that another? Is that a horror movie?
Isn't that the one where they're all just on like Skype the whole time?
Oh yeah, I remember that
and
one.
I heard
too.
It was a terrible movie.
I don't know.
But was that an urban legend on the internet first? I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, I watched a trailer and if I had to sum it up in one word, actually, like to be totally honest, I'd probably have to say disappointed, because it looked like crap. It looked like somebody at our old film school. It was one of their projects, and they would have got an A, I guess.
I feel like it'd be Blair Witch Project.
It's
like, oh my God, there's Slender Man, and then
that's what. Yeah,
I haven't seen it.
So the whole thing, yeah, because
shaky cam.
The scary thing about the game, I guess, if you ever played the game back in the day, literally was just the feeling that this person or this entity could be in around the corner whenever you're walking around the scary woods or whatever. And then you turn and all of a sudden it's just in your face. So a real quick jump scare.
Kick in the nuts.
Okay, that's the only thing you have, though. So once that jump scare is over, you got nothing else. So to stretch and make a full-blown story out of this thing...
All the jump scares.
Yeah, you got to add some type of element. It's the same thing with, like, the Rampage video game movie. Like, it was only about a lizard wolf and a monkey eating people and breaking buildings, the video game. There was no story. So you had to add some type of story on there. Yeah. Throw the rock. Yeah, and the rock. And then, boom, you got to hit. That's what it is. So I don't know. I don't think Slender Man's going to do that well in the box office. Mm. I mean...
I have a great story for you guys about a movie I just saw.
Oh, what movie did you see?
I saw... Oh, that water movie.
Oh, Shape of Water?
The Shape of Water, yeah. So, I didn't know what it was about. I saw on Facebook, a lot of friends were saying it was a great movie, go see it. And I saw the art for the movie poster.
Yeah.
Like, this looks cool. I have no idea what it is. Everyone says it's good. Oh, you know, Guillermo del Toro did it. It's gotta be good. All right, cool. No idea. I take my mom to see it because she was running late. Now you know where I get it from.
Okay.
She was running late. We were originally going to go see The Greatest Show on Earth because she loves musicals. But she ran late, so my backup was Shape of Water. So we go see it. And my mom is a prude. Very, very much a prude. I didn't know. There's like, the first, like, 2-3 minutes of the movie, there's, like, you know, something sexual occurs. Ooh. And it's my mom on my left, I'm sitting in the middle, and Amy on the right, my sister.
Heyo.
My mom flips the hell out.
Really?
Reaches past me, tries to cover Amy's eyes. She's like, cover her eyes! Don't let her see!
Isn't Amy, like...
Oh, my God! Such... Dad, why'd you bring me here?
Were there, like... Did somebody hang dong? I don't understand. That seems like the extreme.
The premise is
it was a Smith self pleasure.
Like a merman.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with little.
She freaked the hell out. Meanwhile, Amy and I are sitting here like busting up laughing. We're dying because mom's freaking out. It's so funny to us. And she's like, my mom's losing it.
Yeah,
there was another scene, maybe like 15 minutes later. There was another scene. And she flipped out, grabbed her purse, and was like ready to walk out.
Wow.
Mind you, we're in a theater surrounded by people. Interestingly enough, a lot of older people.
Yeah, older people like seeing people jerking.
But mom was freaking the hell out and was losing it and kept reaching past me to try to cover Amy's eyes. Don't let her walk!
So your mom is one of those people.
Yep.
Wow. That's
it was freaking funny.
You should show her the episode of Black Mirror with the mom that puts the camera in her kid's eye.
Oh my God.
To monitor everything she does. And that'll probably scare her straight a little. Just a little bit, you know. Cuz you saw that episode, right, Webb? You were on that one.
Oh yeah, that was a weird one.
Yeah, that was definitely a strange one.
Yeah, that was weird. Yeah.
Steven, you haven't watched Black Mirror yet, have you?
I haven't watched it at all.
Man, you have Netflix too, don't you?
Yeah.
Same. I need to see it. I only saw that one episode, and that was it. But after you guys have been doing your little, you guys have been doing your what's it called? Your binge fests of it.
Well, see, I
need to jump on.
I thought episode 3 was a little boring, so I fell asleep during that one. So I kind of stopped binging. So I really haven't been able to, you know, I guess. Knock out the whole season, so I don't know.
I've just been watching sporadically. I've been trying to remember the episodes that we've talked about that you guys have said were really good and going and watching those ones. But yeah, it's a good show.
Yeah.
But I can see why people can't binge watch it. Like, after I watched the social media one, I was just depressed.
That's what that it is.
That was depressing. Because it's so true. It's reality. It's close to reality.
It's somewhat close to reality. I was talking about this in our chat. I don't think that it's ever going to get to that point here in the U.S. I don't think it's ever going to get to the point.
Yeah, no.
Didn't we just have a conversation? I haven't seen the episode. But
China.
Yeah, but think about the China thing.
People
get fired with crappy like Uber ratings.
Right.
Think
but about here, it. Here's the thing, though, is we have so many social justice warriors on social media. There is no way anything like that would happen because people would stop it so quickly.
Yeah.
Are you sure? Because I feel like we have a lot of trolls.
Yeah, and that's the other problem. We have so many trolls here that I see people just voting people down just to be a dick.
Hmm. Yeah, and that's definitely...
Hey, thanks for the follows.
A couple of follows going through, everybody. Yeah, that's definitely why I see seeing it not working over here. Because people would just do crap just to do crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like in the episode, her and her brother get into a fight and they vote each other down just because they're petty.
Yeah.
Literally. And I'm like, the whole time I'm sitting there thinking, see, if you didn't vote your brother down, he wouldn't have voted you down. And then
it just becomes a spiral.
Yeah.
And it's not good. It's, you know, eye for an eye. Down. The whole world blind.
Is that what they say? Burn it down. Start over. Yeah, hit the reset button.
It's pretty crazy. And then she just goes, she just breaks. She cracks.
Yeah, yeah, you see a downward spiral of a human being just from a whole bunch of downvotes. So, hey, another follow. Hey, another happening, everybody? Let's get it going.
Hey, you guys.
What?
I have a story for you guys.
Another one?
What? Another story? Are you serious?
It's a good one. Another one.
Okay.
It was my birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday, Ivy!
Too late.
I said it. I screamed it at the top of my lungs. If you didn't hear it, whose fault is that?
Did you message me yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah.
I texted you.
Yeah.
I didn't get the.
We're not Facebook friends, so I don't have reminders.
Happy 40th! What the hell?
Oh, who said that?
Damn!
Happy 40th.
Here's the thing, Ivy. Here's the thing.
Hey, at least I don't have balls that touch the toilet.
I'm just saying.
He's
looking pretty good for 40.
There you go.
He's all brave and shit because he's in Atlanta.
He's
okay.
He's 1,200 miles away from you right now. Right? Is it further?
I don't know how long it is from...
How many miles?
I've been there multiple times, but I don't know what the mileage is.
What the mileage is? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Angeles.
So here's the thing, though. I don't understand. My mom, she was quite upset when she turned 40. I'm like, why, guys? You know?
Is it still with the understanding that I am not 40?
Okay, you're not 40. So...
Wink.
27? Ivy.
I'm old enough to order a drink.
2,174 miles.
There you go. Look, Blood Ocean said he's turning 30 in April. Yeah. The big 3-0. Welcome to the club.
I'm turning 30 in December.
He's turning 30 in December. Ooh. Welcome to the club soon, sir. You know?
I am 19.
Then you can't buy a drink, you liar. Jeez.
Plus what? Yeah. There's nothing wrong with being old people, unless you're like
I am 102
or something like that. Then you know, like if I live to be 100, watch out, world, because I'm messing with a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
I am literally trolling.
How many batteries are you gonna steal?
So many.
So many batteries.
So many. First of all, everything is mine.
For your Alexa cane?
If I'm 100 plus, I'm stealing everything. And I'm like, what are you going to do? I'm 100 something.
What are you going to do?
I'm kill already
you?
Out of here. Yeah,
they'll
exactly.
still go to jail. You can still go to jail.
I'm already out of here. I'm already out. So let the state take care of me? Whatever. Let's go, baby. Let's go. This world is mine. I'm 100.
The world is yours.
My ride is here.
Yeah. Yeah. You take care of me. It doesn't work the other way around. All right? Let's go. Now bring my car around. Dick. Yeah.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
Whoop.
Exactly. That's how it works, people.
Dang.
Yep. And, you know, God willing, the wife is gone by then. And and I'm hitting on every woman in sight at 100 plus.
Damn. Like,
wait, how'd I turn out? Even if the wife's there, Aaron... What is she gonna do? Divorce you and leave?
Yeah, if we're both 100, yeah. Like, what are you gonna do?
Matter?
What are you gonna do? You gonna leave me? And look for what?
There's not a lot of 100-year-olds out here.
So even if she's, what I don't know, do? Even if she's what?
She should be like 80.
I was gonna say, even if she's 20, even if she's 20 years younger than me and I'm 100, I'm like, what are you gonna do now? Huh? I've lived this long. I'm not going anywhere right now. And neither are you. Now get in my car, because I'm going to steal some more batteries from Rite Aid. Let's go do this. Let's go do this right now. And she has to. She's got to. So, you know, I mean, that's only when I get that age, people. only when I get that age. You know, I got to be the nice guy all the way up. And then it's all cocaine.
That's where the fun happens.
Yeah, and it's all cocaine trips at 100 plus.
There you go. And hookers.
And I don't think I'd do the hookers. That's, now you just, my body's a temple at 100. All right?
Wow.
So it's ruins.
But, yeah, it's ruins.
Falling apart.
Hey, thanks for the follow again, everybody. So happy birthday, Ivy. I'm pretty sure one of the chat room, you know, people have got you some. What did Sheldon get you?
What?
I said, what did Sheldon get you?
The Alexa mirror.
Oh. No, Sheldon got me those really cool the headphones.
Oh, okay.
The Rig headphones.
Oh, so that was a birthday and Christmas thing?
There was that.
Wow, what a cheap.
Oh, he donated cheapo to Kick Crusaders in my name, which was okay. Really, really awesome.
That's the one where they euthanize cats, happy, right?
Don't joke about that. She gets upset. I did that. She yelled at me, so don't do it.
I thought this seems like
no, I know, because right, like, she got upset, and I was like, oh, shoot. I thought, you know, well, I mean, whatever. It's called a joke.
But is there a central location for Capeless Crew Kittens? What is it called?
She doesn't even want to talk.
Oh, you don't want to talk to me now?
She's cut you off.
Ivy.
You're done.
Ivy. Do you not want to talk to me now?
That's cool. About, silence is awesome on a podcast.
About kittens.
Kiss my ass.
I'm just letting
so,
you know.
So, Kicked Crusaders.
Oh, Kicked Crusaders. Thank you.
You can find them at kittcrusaders.org.
Why two T's? Cat is literally...
Kit, like kittens.
Oh, okay. Like kittens. Oh, I get it. Okay. Excuse me. I'm uneducated. Go ahead.
So anyhow, you can go to Kick Crusaders. I'm sorry, my brain went somewhere else. Thoughts of strangulation and God knows what else violent.
Well, stop thinking about 40.
It's true.
Anyhow,
did call it 40?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
He said he.
What's Kick Crusaders?
Kick Crusaders.
Yeah, Kick Crusaders.
How do you save the kittens?
Yeah, no. So Sheldon made a sizable donation in my name to Kick Crusaders, which was really, really awesome.
Oh, okay.
So that helps us pull cats and kittens from the high kill shelters here in Southern California.
There's a high kill shelter area?
All of our shelters in Southern California are high kill.
So there are people that work at these high kill that are just like, I get off by just drowning kittens.
It's because there's such a there's so much overcrowding and overpopulation that they will live, especially here in the city I live in, they have 3 days to a week before they're euthanized.
3 days? That is a short... Yeah, are they like mass genocide
and it,
killing
and
these
it
things?
Could be, it can be kittens, it could be newborns, a pregnant mom.
They're killing pregnant mothers?
It's the saddest thing. It's so sad. So, yeah, we try to pull them. So whenever you guys make donations, we're able to pull more.
Where do you put these cats?
Huh?
Where do you put these cats?
Yeah, where do they pull them and take them? Like, where?
We get fosters for them.
Oh, okay. So they find homes.
You can, and it's all volunteer-based. You can volunteer to become a foster and foster these little babies or adult cats. One thing I did find out recently is a lot of people will take their adult cat, like a senior cat, 12, 13, 14, 16 years old, old cat, will take the cat to the shelter and say, my cat's old, I don't want it anymore, I want to get a kitten.
Wait, so now we got trade-ins? Is that what's going on with the cats?
There's people that are literally doing that with their cats. They have their cats until old age. They don't want to deal with their old cats, and they want a new one. So they get rid of their old one and get a new one.
Okay,
and it's like the most saddest, depressing thing.
I was going to say, so they're clearly...
Thanks for the host, Sir Kitsune.
They're clearly letting the older ones go. Like, they don't even wait the 3 days. They're like, well, this one's it's clearly gone. So let's go and put them in the chamber and to the back of the head, right? That's what they're doing?
Well, you're talking about gassing them?
Oh, no, I meant shooting them, two to the back of the head. That's what that
means. No, they gas cats in masks when they put them down.
They put them in masks?
No, they gas them in masks.
Oh, in masks. Like, oh, so, sheesh.
So they give them the chain. They give them the chamber.
Yeah, they get put in a chamber. They get gassed, and then
I'm sorry. I wouldn't want to be the one to find a cat.
Sometimes they don't die immediately. So they, if they see that there's a few moving and a few that are still alive, they'll gas them again, and they'll gas them again and again and again until they die.
So this is what I'm hearing. I'm sorry, we've deviated.
This episode is so depressing.
I'm sorry we've deviated from the norm, but the only reason why I'm, because I've never heard of it, we don't have mass genocide of cats up here.
Well, that you know.
We probably do. Well, but you just probably don't care enough to look into
it.
Yeah,
don't really like cats.
So this is what it boils down to. It boils down to
who's Cat Hitler? Hey,
if you have Hitler. Space in your home and are interested in fostering or adopting, you know, reach out to your local rescues. They're constantly looking for help. If you're in Southern California, go to Kit Crusaders. They're constantly looking for help.
It's like for
that. And what are you assholes laughing about?
It's like the Auschwitz in there.
What are you guys laughing about?
Nothing. Thank you for the PSA. Let's move on. What else do we have? What gaming news do we have on chat?
Here's a link. It's in chat. Yeah, I'm going to finish up.
Okay, there we go.
KickCrusaders.com or KickCrusaders.org. You guys can make donations. You guys can also buy prints that 100% goes towards the cats. I'm one of the prints. There's a boudoir one and like a regular one, and I'm with Gandalf in one of them. And you've got people like Katrina Law, people from Arrow, people from Spartacus.
Sweet.
Mike, what's his name? People from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Hey! Ceramic Dragon just subscribed. Dragon.
7 months in a row.
I think it was the Kittler thing. That's why he hit that button.
Oh, all right. Let's
anyhow, go on there.
Yeah, go save the cats.
Donations. Go adopt. Go foster.
There you go.
Save some lives.
What do we have next?
I don't know how we top Kittler.
I don't know. Literally anything.
I apologize, but when there's an opportunity,
you gotta go for
it. You have to go for
it. If you see the jokes,
sorry.
You go for them.
I'm also dead inside.
You shoot your shots. That's what I hear. You shoot your shots.
Yeah. Duck the Dark. I'm with you. Back to video games.
What are you talking about? So if they had a video game where you...
that's like, horrible. They probably do.
I think that was pretty much it for the news stories that I had for video games wise. I mean, some people do some crazy things out there, like what's his name, Logan Paul or whatever.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second.
What happened?
Okay,
I don't know the story.
All right, so this is basically what happened. So he's in Japan.
Japanese.
Okay. And yeah, that's the language.
He's in the land of Japanese.
You gotta keep everybody up on the toes. Go ahead. Continue.
He's in Japan.
Okay.
And one of his vlogs, you know who he is, right?
I know of, yes.
Of him, okay. One of the things that he was doing there was his Japan adventure. So he was vlogging while he was there, and they decided that they were gonna go to I can't pronounce the actual name of the forest, but the
Suicide Forest.
It's yeah,
I know you're talking about
Suicide Forest. And so, basically, because they heard it was haunted, so they wanted to go ghost hunting, essentially. So, they get there, and from what I've understood, it's fairly close to when they first get there. Boom, there's a body hanging.
Now, was it real?
Yeah.
So, this was a real one, because I know it's a high suicide rate in that area.
It's, the highest suicide rate
in
Japan.
Like, a lot of people go there to actually off themselves.
Yes.
Because the problem is, suicide in Japan is frowned upon. Like, it's looked down on, and it's, a shameful thing. So, people go to this forest to do it alone, and so nobody finds out, essentially. So, he sees the body, and he starts yelling, yo, are you messing with us? Like, are you alive?
No. He just didn't know at the time or something?
Oh, okay, well, that's where one of the debates is whether or not he was just doing that to be funny.
Was he doing a bit
or
something?
Was he doing a bit, or was it legit? So...
Is it bit or legit? You decide.
He turns the camera back on himself, and he's saying, I'm so sorry, this got more real than I thought it was going to. It's just supposed to be just a fun vlog and ghost hunting and stuff, and suicide, is serious, and he says all this stuff, but then he turns it back on the body and he gets a few feet away. He blurs out the face, but you could still see the body there hanging, and you see that like, the hands are purple and stuff like that. So it's people are pissed because, you know, he's exploiting.
Yeah, he shouldn't have put it. He shouldn't have posted it.
He should not
have
done that. He should not have posted it.
Like, he could have written like a little quick blog thing talking about, like, hey, guys, I was doing a video out in Japan in the Suicide Forest to kind of just like walk around and, you know, investigate and see if there was creepy stuff going on because, you know, it was a high suicide rate there or whatever. I would have posted the video, but we actually did come across an actual suicide victim.
Exactly.
And so there won't be anything like that, you know.
And the thing is he came out with an apology. But it was one of those bogus apologies,
kind of. Dude is me at 103.
Yeah.
He doesn't care anymore.
So he was saying, like, you know, I didn't do this for views. I get views. I don't need views. And he goes, I did this to raise awareness of social. It's like, okay, there's so many other ways that you could have done this to raise awareness.
That's total BS.
Yeah, it's 100 BS. Yeah.
One of the guys I watch on YouTube, Casey Neistat, he kind of did like a deer. Logan, and did your like a screenshot. Sucked.
Oh,
it was basically saying like, okay,
but it's true.
Why not use this shitty situation that you've created yourself? If you're truly trying to raise awareness for, you know, suicide prevention, then why not go and donate to it, or why not make a video about it, but not do it in this way, like.
Because he's young and dumb. Like, he's one of those.
He's a Vine star. That's the thing. That's where he got his fame, is from Vine, and then he transitioned into YouTube.
Did he come for money beforehand?
I don't know if he did or not.
I thought like his older brother was actually a little well off.
Or whatever. It was Jake and then Logan.
Yeah.
I think Logan's the older one.
No, Logan's the older, or the younger. I think Jake is the older.
But which one's stupider?
I don't know. I don't know anything about Jake, but.
They're both dumb.
But yeah, that's the thing. What's a Pizza's is morbid. Yeah, it is morbid. Definitely shouldn't be. I mean, people are pissed because they're kids.
Because he's like a Disney type of thing that they've carried over.
He's not Disney.
Not anymore.
Oh, was he Disney?
He was, yeah.
Oh, he was.
Logan or was it Jake?
I believe both of them were at one point. Because after a while, it's just like, I think they both just kind of move. I mean, when they start doing the wild, crazy stuff and Disney got away from them, those fans still are going to move over with you.
Right.
It's not like they're going to just be like, oh, well, you're not Disney anymore. Yeah, they know your face. They know what you do. So they're like, well, let's go over there. So yeah, I can see them saying, parents being mad and be like, oh, my kid and everything was watching your video and all that crap, you know, went down. So I don't know. It's very.
Oh yeah, Jake Paul was a star of Disney.
Yeah, see, told you. Like, yeah, it's they were Disney people first.
Logan was the one that would hit the splits like randomly in random places, right?
Watch
videos and they just like dude just drops.
That's one of the things.
That's how I know I've seen those videos. It's
like, but yeah, so anyway, that's what's going on. So people are just pissed, and then they're also mad at the same time. They're mad at YouTube because he eventually took the video down. But it hit like 6-point-something million views before YouTube, like before took it down.
Before they got,
And YouTube didn't even do anything. YouTube didn't stop it. YouTube didn't take it down. They didn't flag it. They didn't flag him or anything. He took it down himself. And so people are saying that YouTube should have caught it way before he had a chance to take it down. Like, and so it's kind of like one of those things is why is YouTube not acting on it? I haven't seen YouTube come out and make a comment about it.
They probably won't.
Saying that they won't, but.
Yeah, they probably won't.
I don't know. It's kind of crazy that, people were talking about they'll let this kind of crap be up and get monetized. Oh, that's the other thing. You see, it was monetized, number one, and his apology video was monetized. They're going to let that crap get monetized, but they're not going to, you know, somebody doing something normal, they're going to demonetize their video. Like, it's just kind of dumb.
All right, we've downed everybody enough.
Yeah, way to end the show.
Save everybody. Save kittens. That's that's big. And no, don't suicide as well and all that stuff. Anyway, thank you for listening. I don't know why you did at the end here, but thank you for sticking around, everybody.
Happy 2018.
Yeah, happy 2018.
Happy 2018.
Yeah, that's the thing. I've been seeing people go, 2018, it's day 3. Chill. Yeah,
day 3.
Hey!
Yeah.
Who is it?
It's Purdue again with the twerking.
Purdue?
Everybody.
Thank you, what? Sir.
Oh, you guys changed it.
Yeah,
what's
we
up, pizzas? Ending the show somehow so was worse gross. Than Star Wars. Agreed. Yeah.
We'll see.
Wait, what?
So, thank you for listening, everybody. We will be again, be back again, of course, at the end of the week for more of this video game goodness. For Ivy Doom, Kitty, the real David Webb, Steven Gutierrez, I am Sir Aaron Carter, saying 2018's here, everybody. Deal with it.